And there is the anatomy of an engram, of a facsimile, of a recall, and what makes it aberrative. You see, it's a change, emotionlessness, a change. Or rather, a position, emotionlessness, an entirely different position. So much so that if you were to completely reverse a decision suddenly on somebody, the decision being very meaningful to them, that they would get, afterwards in recall, the feeling that they had shifted to another part of the room when you said the second, when you finished your sentence. This is quite curious. It's a little phenomenon that shows up confirmatory to the exactness of this anatomy. For instance, this fellow comes in, he's all set to... He knows he's going to be acquitted, and he comes in, he stands there in front of the bench, and the judge says to him, "In hanging by the neck until he is dead, dead, dead." If you were to run this incident out of somebody, as you very well could do, you would find that he was apparently standing in front of the bench at the moment that the judge started to speak, that a period of motionlessness, let's say shock, stillness, occurred in the middle of the thing, regardless of the words involved, you see, and that he apparently received the sentence itself and understood it from some great distance, or at least another part of the courtroom. And for a little while, you would not be able to convince the sprinkler that he had simply stood still. He stood still, heard the sentence. He knows that he must have moved back suddenly to the back end of the room and received the last of the sentence, or he moved up and sat alongside the judge, or he did something. He moved elsewhere. So when you get location, a point of location, followed immediately by emotionlessness, a stopped motionlessness. You see, stop implies potential motion before and after. We're not interested in that one. We're just interested in motionlessness of an entirely different category. Man didn't even have a definition for zero, you see. Zero has no location in space. It has no location in time. It has no location. That's no past, present, or future for zero. It has no wavelength. It has no mass. And, of course, it has no meaning except zero. Now, a thetan is all these things with one exception. He can consider. All right, so whenever we get a situation where an individual is pointed and located in space, preferably against his will, say, I mean, he doesn't want to be there, and then we suddenly impose a motionlessness on him, he would be certain that he was elsewhere, completely elsewhere, when he again recovered location. So that if we were to take somebody and set him down in a chair, position him very carefully, hit him very hard in the jaw, knock him out, then pick him up and carry him out on the street and put him down out on the street and let him wake up out there, he actually would be really no more confused than if he were simply hit in the jaw and permitted to wake up. He'd really not be any more confused. You see, he'd expect to be in a different position afterwards anyhow. That you'd put him in a different position and so forth would probably just confirm this phenomenon. It would have no more aberrative effect, contrary to former theory. Because he'd expect himself to be in a different position after emotionlessness. Now, motionlessness to man, who is very, very badly inverted, you see, he's inverted. Motionlessness to man is therefore something very harmful, something very detrimental. One becomes motionless only when one is dead. One becomes motionless only when one is under a state of shock or being operated on or when he's being talked to and scolded and so forth.